1984 in Portland, Oregon. This is Ruth Cloudman interviewing Sonia Allen, Mark Rothko's sister, for the Archives of American Art. This is tape one, side A. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I have no sisters and two brothers.
Two brothers. Did you have, what were their names?
One was my Seder, called him a Russian. Mish, whatever, they all call him here.
Mose, huh?
And one is Albert.
Albert. And then?
Yeah, two. And he's not alive.
Yes. And then Mark.
Of course, Mark.
Uh-huh. When did Albert die?
Does anybody know? I have no idea.
We don't. We can find that out later. You were the eldest of the children? When were you born?
When was I born? If I'm 93 or 94, now.
Uh-huh. Well, that should give us the clue. Good. How old were, who was the next oldest of you?
Milton.
Well, and was it Moshe or Albert or Mark? Mark was the youngest, was he not?
Yeah, Mark was the youngest. Uh-huh. I call him Moshe, okay. I call my same Mish, whatever you call it. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one.
Tell me about your family life in Russia as you remember it.
Well, for most of my education was Russian. Mm-hmm. When I came here, I already was through with college. So that's it.
Mm-hmm. Was your family a very religious family?
Not necessarily.
No. Did they go to synagogue and observe Sabbath?
Not the Sabbath, but we used to observe that. Holidays usually, mm-hmm. But otherwise not.
Mm-hmm. Was your family kosher?
No.
No. Was your parents' marriage an arranged marriage? Was that common in Russia at the time, or?
Mine wasn't.
What were your parents? Was your parents' marriage an arranged marriage?
No.
In Russia.
Well, my parents, neither. It was a very, very much for love affair.
Oh, that's nice. How would you describe your father?
Well, I was very fond of him. Mm-hmm. He was a druggist by profession. And whenever I want to read it, and I always came to my father for anything. Mm-hmm. That's about I can say. He was not a well man, but he was a well-read man. As far as I'm concerned, he was the best.
What was your mother like?
Well, a very nice person too. Mm-hmm. She she came from a large family, and the family lived in Petrograd.
Oh, from Petrograd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know how my father met her. I think I think had a daughter, my brother, and my father was there, and somewhere or another they met there.
Was your father, where was your father's family from?
My father's family, well, it was in a small country town. My father himself left home early and went to school, got his, you know, degree in pharmacy. That's about all I know. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that your brother Mark was closer to your mother or to your father as a child?
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. I felt very close to him.
To your brother?
To Mark.
To Mark, yes.
Yeah.
Did Mark know his grandparents?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
Had they perhaps died before when he was very young? I
don't remember that much, really, I don't know.
Your father was a pharmacist in was this in Dvinsk in Russia?
Yes.
That's where you lived. Did your family live in a predominantly Jewish section of Dvinsk?
Well, I think it was.
Uh-huh. What was Dvinsk like in those days?
Well, it was comparatively, it's not a very small town.